Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever hemisphere, city or country, we are hoping that yourself and your family members are safe and sound. But please remember the Ummah in your du'as, because you would find in some part of the world that the Ummah is suffering, especially at the hands of oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, remove their sufferings and protect them against the oppressors. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have such a topic of discussion today. One of those topics, subhanallah azza wa jal, where we must sway in joy. We are going to be talking about a certain visage, a certain countenance, the most perfect face on this planet, in the universe, the most beautiful face, the most beautiful countenance and visage. We are going to be talking about the elegant visage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he is our master, he is our leader, he is our hero, he is our role model. So subhanallah, the one that we love more than any other person. And this is a demand of Islam. This is a demand of Sharia, that we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love our family members, our spouse, our parents, our children, more than we love our own lives or any other individual. That person who does so would be regarded as a complete believer. And if a person doesn't, so, you know, this is a question we need to ask ourselves individually, that whom do I love the most in my life? Subhanallah. And if that answer is not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right at the top, then keep in mind that person's iman is incomplete. Nevertheless, we'll elaborate a little bit more about that inshallah azza wa jal. Let's make some good intentions. As the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And afdalul amali an-niyatus sadiqah, that a truthful intention is the best action. So don't delay. The moment you wake up in the morning, start making your good intentions, so that your thawab meter starts running from the morning. Make some now that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshaAllahu Azza wa Jal. We need to create a mindset that daily I need to take out some time, I must take out some time to recite the glorious Quran, to recite some salawat and durud-e paak, some dhikrullah, istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources, which Dawud Islami has sufficient material on. Listen to this blessed hadith, this blessing of durud-e paak, and make an intention that every day try for your minimum target of 313 times, inshallah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever sends salat upon me 100 times a day will have 100 of his needs fulfilled by Allah, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. Tell me who doesn't have any need. We are the needy ones. We are the dependent ones. We are dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only Allah azza wa jal is the one who is truly independent. He doesn't depend on anybody. We are the ones who depend on maybe the boss for the job, for the wages, for the salary, or if you're a boss yourself, an owner yourself, you depend. You depend on the customers to support you, otherwise business will close. So we are dependent, and Allah Azza wa Jal is independent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have needs, and this is a way of our needs being fulfilled in this world and in the hereafter as well. The recitation of Durood-e Pak and Salat ala Nabi. We have a lovely kalam to inspire us further, inshallah. So listen and focus and concentrate and infuse the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deep into our hearts. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mere Mola, Mere Mola, Mere Mola, 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 Mola,
Allah ne bulaya hai, Allah ke ghar mein ho. Allah ne bulaya hai, Allah ke ghar mein ho, Kaabe ka nazara hai, Allah ke ghar mein ho,
darbar ye kaisa hai, peshani se pehle dil, peshani se pehle dil sajde mein jhukaya hai Allah ke ghar mein hu sajde mein jhukaya hai Allah ke ghar mein hu
Allah ne bulaya hai
یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں
یہ وقت ہے عزت کا میزاب ہے رحمت کا یہ عزت کا میزاب گے رحمت کا سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ
خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں کعبے کا نظارہ ہے گھر میں ہو.
جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا, جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا, پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
سجدے میں اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ گئے, سجدے اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ ہے. مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. I'm sure you may have enjoyed that beautiful kalam. You can listen to more kalams like this, fantastic kalams, on YouTube by visiting our official page Naat Production, where you'll find Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Mankabat, Munajat, and so many beautiful kalam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. To further increase the love of Allah in our hearts, Azza wa Jal, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah into our hearts as well. We are talking about the elegant visage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what can we say? The first thing we can say is that the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unlike you and I. There's no possibility that we can be on his category and he can be in ours. So be careful, be wary of the wasawis, the evil whisperings of shaitan. The beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, it's absolutely unique. Yes, again, he was a human being, but unlike any other human being. He was the most perfect human being, because he's the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is our guide. He's our role model. And his essence is nur, is light. So he is Nuri Bashar. And his beauty, his handsomeness, his physique, his everything is unmatched and one of a kind, subhanAllah, that you will never find anywhere else. When, you know, you look at something and you see its beauty, how Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has made it, has created it, so beautiful, so seemingly perfect. You look at it one time, you admire it a lot. You'll stare at it just to admire it. You look at it again, maybe 5-10 times, maybe 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. Eventually, that taste is going to disappear. Eventually, a day will come when you get bored of looking at it and something else is going to catch your eye. Something more attractive will then catch your eye. And same thing will apply to that. That you look at it and you look at it a few times, 100 times. And then, okay, it becomes like, the novelty is gone. It's not as attractive as when you first saw it. So the beauty It will fade away. Even a human being, you and I, no matter how handsome we can be, no matter how beautiful a person can be, but time will weigh out the person's handsomeness, the person's beauty. Age will weigh it out. It's not going to be, of course, it's obvious. It's not going to be as beautiful as it once was, or the person was handsome at one stage, had a wonderful physique, everything, subhanAllah. But it's going to fade. It's going to deteriorate. But look at the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, how they would just want to look at the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Thumama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the chief of the Yamama residence. After he became a Muslim, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, by Allah, there was once no face more hated to me than yours. Allahu Akbar. But today, the same face of yours is more beloved to me than any other. He further says, by Allah, there was no deen, there was no religion I disliked more than yours. He's addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, now, I love your deen more than any other. By Allah, there was once no city more infuriating to me than yours. By Allah, I now love your city more than any other. Allahu Akbar. When a person comes into contact with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just by looking at his pure face, his beautiful, handsome, perfect face, a person would get hypnotized in his love. He was like a magnet. And he is like a magnet, because he draws our attention towards him. And this is why we keep mentioning him. Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikra. It is mentioned that the thing that you love the most, you mention it a lot. You continuously mention that. And we love our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is at the heartbeat. He is at the center of our lives. But that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it must be. And if it's not like that, we come back to the question that was asked before, that who do I love the most? If I do not love my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than any other person, then my iman is incomplete. Allahu Akbar. So take care of this, that love, devotion to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be at your center. Because love, our elders used to tell us, love forces the lovers to follow the beloved. Even if I don't like to do this thing because of my personal preference, no, my beloved loved it, I love it. That's how Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan were. They are our role models as well, and we follow them. The first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. What did he say at one stage? Before I mention that, you know, if somebody asks you, what do you want? What do you desire? Person would say, hey, you know what? I wish I had A, B, and C. I wish I had these things. And mostly for us, it will be something material. Maybe a certain kind of home, certain kind of interior in the home, certain kind of car or whatever it is. Now, what happens when you attain, if you attain that? But your desires, you attain, you have it. Now somebody asks you that, what is your greatest desire? SubhanAllah. You're not going to say, okay, that ABC, that home and this car, because you already got it. But look at the ishq and the mahabba and the mawadda and the love and devotion to Siddiq Akbar, who is Ashik Akbar, the greatest devotee and lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalul bashari ba'd al-anbiya, the best of all humans after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. He says, when he was asked that, what is your greatest desire? He says, I love to continuously gaze upon the face of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. An-nadhru ila wajhi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, you think about it. Every day He is in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day he is looking at the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that attraction, that magnetism is pulling, is attracting, subhanallah azza wa jal, those who are blessed with iman, who are blessed with hidayah and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were attracted to this spirituality, to this spiritual magnet, subhanallah azza wa jal, to that nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His face was nur. You know, if a person takes a torch and shines it in your face, it brightens up, it glows up. So without comparison, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had that natural nur and light. Because himself, his essence was nur and light as well. The great Sahabi, the number one hadith narrator, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was one of the people of Suffa. And he would spend a lot of time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning and a huge amount of knowledge while spending time with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He exclaimed, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I see your beautiful face, your handsome face, my heart becomes overjoyed and my eyes are soothed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine? You know, gosh, imagine if we were there at that time, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, present amongst the Sahaba, and to physically see the blessed eyes, the blessed nose, the blessed mouth, the blessed lips, the blessed ears, the blessed countenance, the blessed hair of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than I love my children. When I'm at home, then memories and thoughts of you, they render me unable to stay away from you. Eventually, I cannot remain patient and I arrive to behold your beauty. To just have a look at you, Ya Rasulullah. There were some Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. There were some of them, they couldn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his eyes. They couldn't make contact with him. They would look down because of that awe and that how inspiring Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was. So some of them, that nur that radiated from his blessed countenance, from his blessed face, they couldn't, they just had to, they would keep their heads down, their gaze down. And there were others who were just attracted, who couldn't, you know, bear it to be away from the blessed company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was a motivator. He was always positive minded. He was always there for the people, always there advising, always trying to console, to advise, to guide. He was the teacher, subhanallah. So Sahaba ikram alim ridwan, they were in this kind of a company, and they always wanted to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to behold him, his beautiful, blessed and handsome face. Allahu Akbar. One companion. Why are we talking about the Sahaba alayhim ridwan? Because they were there physically in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they describe, and these descriptions are not exaggerations. What they saw, they said. One Sahabi on the 14th, the full moon lit night, when it's a full moon in its splendor and its awe and its beauty, compared and looked at the full moon. Now you must know, in the desert, that time they didn't have any artificial lighting and what have you. And in the desert, the darkness of the desert, and the full moon is bright. How beautiful, what beauty it has. But we would look at the full moon and look at the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few times he would do this, and he came to the conclusion, no, the face of my beloved is more bright and beautiful than this full moon. Again, that wasn't an exaggeration. That was the reality. And that is the reality, subhanallah azza wa jal. One companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked upon the magnificent face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he became so lost in its beauty that he did not even blink. He was just fixed and fixated on the noble and magnificent, beautiful, handsome countenance and elegant visage and face of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was lost in his beauty. He couldn't blink. He didn't even blink, subhanAllah. He could not take his eyes away from the magnificence, that illumination, the brightness and the beauty that he was beholding. When Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw this, he asked that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu the reason behind this demeanor of his. And he replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you. I'm experiencing joy and delight in beholding your beautiful face. Allahu Akbar. Have you seen, have you heard that how elegant is the visage and countenance and blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is that Sahaba ikram, many of them, they were just fixed on it. That's what they wanted to just do, and not seeing the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would get disturbed. They would become very troubled. Allahu Akbar. They just wanted to have a look. That's it. At the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or just be in his company. Allah. Inshallah azza wa jal. On the day of judgment, you and I as well, even in the qabr, we will get that chance. We will get the chance to make the ziyarah and behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But in what condition am I going to do that? Meaning that how am I living my life? How am I going to present myself in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As one who obeyed him, as one who followed him, as one who emulated and imitated his perfect lifestyle, or one who had his own opinions, his own desires, his own thoughts, which were against the sunnah, against the sharia, against Islamic values and teachings. Our thoughts, opinions are formed by influences out there, be it human beings or be it the marketing machines of the world, be it the entertainment industry, from the world around us, from peer pressure, from societal pressures, from societal happenings. What is the opinions, the thoughts and ideas of society, the community, many of us? So there's two ways. Either my ideas are fashioned and influenced by other than Islam or by Islam. Be sincere. Ask yourself the question, who has fashioned my frame of mind, my mindset? Who has fashioned my understanding of life, of its purpose, of how to live life, my lifestyle? Who has fashioned it? Who has influenced me? From where am I getting? What are the sources that are influencing me? Take a step back. Take a step back. Be sincere. Because very soon, sooner than we realize, we are going to return to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That's our ultimate end in this dunya. We're going to return to Him. We're going to be answerable. We are going to be accountable on the day of judgment as well. So ask yourself that question, that who is making up my mind? And if you are sincere and you take a step back, you'll come to an understanding who it is out there. Whether on social media, whether in the workplace, whether in the school, the college, the university, wherever it may be, whether through different types of media, maybe legacy media, print media, whatever it may be, who is trying to fashion my mindset and influence me? Is it these other sources which are primarily promoting teachings of immorality, of immodesty, and a decadent, backward lifestyle which only leads to destruction? Or am I allowing those to influence me who are the correct Sunni ulama from authentic books of Islam? And Dawud Islami has it all. You don't have to go anywhere else. Dawud Islami has hundreds of books and booklets on diverse topics translated into over 30 different languages. Allahu Akbar. Which you can download for free from the website. Take advantage of these facilities. Dawud Islami has special classes for grown-ups, special madrasa classes for kids, for teens, for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters separately. More than 30 different courses are available as well via Faizan Online Academy. Jami'atul Madina, which is training the next generation of ulama, authentic ulama, that are training the next generation of authentic alimas as well. Darul Madina is available. So many different types of facilities and activities and departments are there available. But what are you and I doing? Why are we allowing to be influenced by those people who don't know us, who don't care about us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cares about us. Yes, he cares about us. And even on the Day of Judgment, he is Shafi'ul Mudhnibin. He is the intercessor of the sinners. And you and I, we know that we are sinners. Don't we want his help? Don't we want his intercession? Don't we want his assistance? Love him. Love him. Follow him. You know, during the Battle of Uhud, a female Ansari, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she suffered the loss of her father, of her brother, of her husband. They were made shaheed, they were martyred on the battlefield. And when she was given the news that your father has been martyred, what did she respond? Tell me, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When the news came, your brother has been martyred, her response, tell me, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When her husband had been martyred, again, tell me, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When she was told that he was safe, he was fine, she asked to be taken to him, to see with her own physical eyes. She entered the prophetic presence and she exclaimed. What did she exclaim? She said, every problem is insignificant when you are here, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, this is devotion. Because she knew, she understood. Yes, it will take some type of emotional toll that my father, my brother, my husband, they have tasted the sweet nectar of martyrdom. Before their blood touches the ground, their sins are forgiven. They will enter paradise out to the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And I will meet them inshallah. This understanding is there. But tell me, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That was her focus. What is my focus? What is your focus? Think about that. We've got a short clip. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, in the previous revealed books, the good news of the arrival of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed, subhanallah. This is another beautiful particularity of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shahid very beautifully says, وہ ختم الانبیاء تشریف فرما ہونے والے ہیں نبی ہر ایک پہلے سے سناتا یہ خبر آیا. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And why not? He is the first and the last, subhanallah. Before the declaration of Nubuwa, a cloud would often shade the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the heat and tree would offer him its shade. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And as it is documented in the hadith, subhanallah, the hadith says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. In another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replies to Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala when he asks which is the first creation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Ya Jabir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ قَبْلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ نُورَ نَبِيِّكَ مِن نُورِهِ. O Jabir, the very first thing Allah azza wa jal created is the nur of your prophet from his light. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the Quran says, خاتم النبيين, mashallah, that he is the seal of prophethood. What does it mean being the seal of prophethood? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains this beautiful verse saying, لا نبي بعدي, that there will be no prophet after me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a blessed particularity and speciality that he is the first creation of Allah, yet he is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we are discussing about the elegant visage and countenance, the blessed and beautiful and magnificent face of Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Before accepting Islam, the great Sahabi, Sahabi Jalil, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Salam رضي الله تعالى عنه, who at one stage was a high-ranking scholar of the non-Muslims. He mentions, one day, news spread that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who had announced his prophethood in Makkah Sharif, had now come to Medina. People, they rushed to visit him. I also went with them. When I saw his wonderful face amongst the faces of the other people, I exclaimed that his face cannot be the face of a liar. Allah, just by looking at the beautiful face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, only those whose hearts, whose minds were sealed, they were the unfortunate ones. Then and in the present era and in the future as well, who cannot understand this and accept this as well, they are the most unfortunate ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst the fortunate ones, that we are the servants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are his devotees, we are his lovers. We must be firmly rooted in this, that I love my beloved master, I will not tolerate anybody or anything which tries to bring down the status. They can try, no matter, the entire world can try, and in whichever way, to belittle Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who has raised his status. So who can bring his status down? These small insignificant people with whatever degree they have, with whatever eloquence and oratory skills they have, they can try. They are here today, they will be gone tomorrow, mixed with the sand. Many like them have come and gone. But subhanallah, Allah Azzawajal has raised his rank. And you and I, for our own benefit, we should read about his seerah and derive inspiration, take lessons, so that we can follow in his wonderful and beautiful footsteps as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.